Longview 42-0 over Lufkin tonight. We're joined now by head football coach John King. Coach, congratulations. That's about as thorough a game as a team can play. What did you think?
I thought our defense was outstanding all night long. I mean, the turnovers we got, the field position they gave us, the turnover we got in the red zone, we didn't break and kept them from scoring. And then, you know, as I said, offense had short grass a couple times, punched it in. And then we hit a couple of big pass plays, one to end the half, one to start the half. It really broke the thing open. And defensively thought it was outstanding. We didn't give them a big run. And, you know, they had one call back with a hold. And, you know, you may not get that call. You get off that block, you know. So, other than that, I thought it was pretty good.
Defensively, you were talking about one of the things that we noticed that was so impressive tonight was open field tackling by your secondary. When guys would get out in space, there was no room to run because your guys were right there on top of them making tackles out there one-on-one, and nobody was missing tackles.
Yeah, we didn't miss too many, and did a good job of getting off of blocks and playing the smokes and the bubbles on the perimeter and tackling that running back in the open field. You know, we got him going sideways, which makes it a heck of a lot easier to tackle him. He's north and south. His pad's square. He's tough. And for the most part, we didn't let that get going.
What did you do to stop them from the run game? They've been so effective all year long. They ran it up and down the field on A&M Consolidated last week. How did y'all adjust to that?
Well, I think it starts up front. I think our defensive line did a good job of holding the point. Linebackers fit the run and secondary rally. And that's really no big secret. I think we played both fronts, odd and even, and did a good job out of both. But, you know, they had a few little wrinkles for us run game-wise. Well, they moved the ball effectively, but we got it figured out and forced some no-gainers and negative plays and put them in behind the sticks. But it's up front. Our defensive line is pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
You know, so we see that every day.
They're not bad. Willie Nelson, talk about his performance with the interception and the punt return tonight.
Two big plays in the first half and gave us short grass, but made great play. Punt return was outstanding job. Made the first guy miss, and then he got the wall and went down the sideline, and then, of course, the pick was a big play as well. But that's Willie. Willie makes big plays. We've all kind of grown accustomed to that, and but it doesn't happen by chance. He prepares in the right way. You know, he's talented. Let's not be foolish to think he's not talented, because he is.
He's a superstar.
But he is intelligent. He's a smart football player, and he prepares in the right way. He sees things. He triggers on things. He understands alignments, splits, tendencies, down and distance, all those things. You know, so, and he's a great tackler. He tackles well in the secondary.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say, I think it's clear when you watch this secondary too that we got a lot of people that have played together for a long time, and everybody seems to know what they need to do and when they need to do it, and you got great athletes back there. Mm-hmm. And tonight was pretty impressive.
Well, our safeties do a bunch of the coverage checks and communicating to our corners, and really the big thing is getting it communicated to the guy on the other side. You know, the guy on our sideline better know the call, because you got coaches and hollering him. The corner on the field side is one you got to get communicated to. I thought another one was Jaden Simmons.
Yes.
Played a heck of a game. Got a pick and did a good job of tackling the short stuff. And, you know, he played well for us. But, you know, all those guys, I mean, there's eight or maybe nine senior defensive backs. You know, even the kids that don't play up, starting role, play in a nickel package or a backup role, they're all tuned in and just, they understand how to prepare. Great kids, great character. They take coaching, and they're prideful.
You also, on offense, you got some short field scores. That was good. But the thing is, you also had some really long drives, like in the first half when you had almost a 6-7 minute drive and were able to stick it in there with Tatum, which was a surprise only in the fact that Lufkin was so large on the defensive line. We thought you might have a little bit of a struggle, but there was not a struggle tonight.
Look, they loaded the box. Now, when I say loaded the box, they had them all up there. And they were playing man and tight man. And you know, you try to squeeze a formation and push and block a safety, you couldn't get to him fast enough. So, I mean, they had a great scheme, great plan. They gave us some fits early on. We were able to pop some runs. You know, I think the key thing was just key plays throughout the game, like – the fourth down play we scored on. That was big. The pass play to Boosie right before the half was big. And then the glance route we hit with the DK in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Just broke the thing open. Those are things you've got to do when you're not, you know, you're running the ball okay, but you got to throw it, you know, at some point. Probably should have thrown it more. Hindsight 2020, but I mean, if they're going to give us that and load it up so you're not running tonight, you got to beat us throwing it. We need to take advantage of it. And we did a couple of times. But I thought Andrew threw the ball pretty well. He had a couple of misses. One, he got pressured. We had Ethan Harrison on another one on the over route.
Mm-hmm.
And pressure got to him, had to throw it early, overthrew him a little bit. You know, but he had a very good score down here. Yeah. We had a play dialed up. We were going to try to sneak Taylor across the formation in the flat, which he could have thrown it. And hit Taylor was wide open, but so was he. So he chose to run it, which I'll take that too. Let's get it in the end zone.
Well, he made such a great fake. The defense didn't even know he had the ball, and he had it just open running room to get into the end zone.
Well, they were committing to the run, and they were committing heavy. And, you know, we took advantage of that in that situation. But, you know, still I think, you know, we ran the ball okay, not as good as I'd hoped, even though they're big. Mm-hmm. Want to try to wear them down, but – you know, we'd get a crease and there'd be a safety there. It was just tough sometimes. But we're going to see that all year long. So it goes back to being able to throw the ball and win some one-on-one routes.
Well, if somebody had told you before this ball game you were going to win it 42-0, what would you have told them?
I'd slept better. Didn't sleep good all week. I've been nervous about this ball game all year long. Even in the summer, I'm thinking here's our district schedule. We got Lufkin at home. Who's going to be better? And they are. They're a lot better. They stay healthy. They'll get in the playoffs, I think. But that's going to be key for them, staying healthy because they're thin. But, you know, and you got them at home. Then you got to go on the road the following week, you know. So the first two ball games are very, very tough with Lufkin and Lancaster. And then you hit open week. And so, but heck no. If you told me 42-0, I might have slept a little bit more. It was Lufkin week stressful. I mean, it's just the rivalry, the excitement of the game, knowing, you know, you're going up against some really good coaches and really good players, and you better prepare your team well. And it's going to come down to, I'm telling you, one or two plays. I mean, you think about it. We don't get in on fourth down and one, and we don't pick the ball down there in the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a 7-7 game or a 14-7 game. You're thinking differently at halftime. Yeah. And lucky for us, fortunate enough, we made plays, and that really separated the game and then hit the big one to start the second half.
Just looking at things right now, it looks like this district is a lot deeper, better, you know, top to bottom. There's going to be a good team that gets left out of the playoffs this mm-hmm. year. Tyler won tonight. Forney blew out West Mesquite. Last night, Lancaster lost. Are you surprised they're at 1-3 right now?
I was surprised about last. Not that I don't think McKinney North's good. Mm-hmm. No, don't get me wrong, but you know that just shows you can't compare scores from one year to the next. I think it was 76-7 last year.
Yeah.
Lancaster just blew them away, and Lancaster's played a tough schedule, you know, and played some really good teams. But McKinney North, we knew they were going to be good. They hit some big plays on. They're talented. Running back, quarterback, receiver, played against us last year. They got a good offensive line. But they're talented. We go to Forney, we go to Lancaster, we go to McKinney North. Mm. So there's three booger bears right there on the road, you know, for us. So that's why this was an important game. We have Tyler, North Mesquite at home. That's it. We got to go to West Mesquite. And it was a big game tonight, and all of them are going to be huge. You know, you're trying to get in the playoffs. You're trying to get a home game. You're trying to get a gold ball, all those things. You know, come into play each week.
I got to just give one shout out to the punter.
Pretty good, ain't he?
That's one of the best punts I've ever seen us have.
Snap goes over his head. And he picks it up at the 5. He's got a guy hanging on him. He kicks it 55 yards.
John Anthony. That's all I can tell you. I was telling his uncle coming up. I said, you know, it's amazing what has transpired over the last 4 years, because he was not playing football. We
wow.
asked him to come kick.
Really?
As a freshman, hey, man, just show up and come kick at the game. All we need you to do is kick off. That's it. And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets into it. He gets really good at it. And, you know, we saw him just progress last year and really was pushing Michael Fields, you know, making both of them better. And, you know, it's his time to shine now. He's a heck of a soccer player too, you know, and I'm so proud of just the way our coaches and our athletic program share athletes. Mm-hmm. That's huge. And then you wouldn't get a guy like this if you didn't, yeah. You know. And but, yeah, it's he's pretty good. And we've got some younger ones that are coming. Michael Smith came back and joined us this year. He's another soccer kid. We've got three or four other ones that are on the lower levels that are coming out and kicking. So you never know what will happen. But you got to have those kind of kids.
No doubt.
You know, but he made a heck of a play there. Very heads up play.
One last thing about the game tonight. I saw Tatum coming off the field, looked a little gimped up at times. How's he doing?
He's fine as far as I know.
Okay.
You know, he's down there celebrating with his with his teammates, you know, and you know, that's what happens when you're a marked man. You're gonna take some shots. If everybody wants to try to make a name off of you. And I thought he ran the ball well tonight. He had some tough runs. He didn't pop a big one, you know, per se, but he got the tough yards, and you know, he's healthy, and get him to next week. That's going to be the thing. We're able to run some of those other guys down there. But I thought he did an excellent job running the ball tonight, when things weren't there.
All right. Our segment has to close up with where in the world is John King this weekend? And you're headed to Oxford, Mississippi,
I'm going
I guess.
Hotty, toddy, gosh, almighty. Never been there.
You're going to take in the Grove?
I'm going to go take in the Grove. I'm going to drive part of the way tonight, get up in the morning, and finish the rest of it.
You wearing a coat and tie?
Heck no. I'm wearing Georgia Tech gear. No.
I just teed that up for you, Coach.
You know, I may go over and get my butt whooped or something, but I ain't wearing no coat or no tie. But, no, they say it's a great experience. So maybe Georgia Tech can go over there and play well and give themselves a chance late in the game. I know that Ole Miss is pretty good, and they're going to try to run the football. But they got Alabama the week after, so maybe they're looking at Alabama, not Georgia Tech.
Tell you what, they better be looking at Haynes King, because that boy's played pretty well the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I appreciate it. He's played okay. He's played good. He's happy. He's, you know, things are good for him now. But I can tell you, we said this last week, in college football, it's easy come, easy go.
Yes,
you can
is.
Go from the penthouse to the outhouse in a hurry, and particularly at quarterback.
Yeah.
It can be a lonely position. The quarterback and the head coach get too much credit and too much blame, if you ask me.
So are you driving tomorrow to Oxford?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm driving tonight to West Monroe, stay with my in-laws, and then drive in tomorrow. So it's about, I don't know, 4-hour drive for me tomorrow.
Okay, and then when the game's over, it's a night game.
I'll be going back to West Monroe, spend the night, and get up Sunday morning and be in the office by noon.
Good night. So. I don't know how you do it.
Well, you know, I finally got a knot out of my stomach walking off the field after the game. And I'll have a knot again Sunday as soon as I get back in the office, though, on that Lancaster video. I watch some of it on the road with the iPad, but when you sit down and start really studying, then you think, oh, my God. But, yeah, you get about 24 hours of relief, and it starts again.
Never ends. Never ends. Just a walking ulcer.
Yeah, it sure is. But what a way to make a living, huh?
Hey. I'll tell you what, it was fun tonight, Coach. Congratulations. Johnny, any last thoughts before we turn
it loose? I just thought it was a great effort by Longview tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. But thank
fantastic.
Y'all. Coach, appreciate y'all.
John King, thanks very much. 42 to nothing. Yeah, I'll get it right. It's like it happened just an hour ago. You know. So, anyway, thanks to John King for coming by, and congratulations to the Lobos. We're going to wrap it up tonight. Thanks very much for listening. For Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. Again, the final score, Longview 42 to nothing over Lufkin tonight, pitching a shutout to go to 3-1 and 1-0 in district. You've been listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.